Failure. It's something that happens quite often and something that we need to talk about. Without talking about it, we leave ourselves vulnerable to its many pitfalls. As stated by DeShenza and Foreman, project failure can happen in any organization, it's to any project. There are an infinite number of reasons for failure, and when they say infinite, it is not to be taken lightly and in no way is an understatement. Every project implemented is unique, and failure will be defined by different metrics for each project. There are, however, some commonalities that have been identified and attributed to general reasons for failure. When you get a chance, pull up an internet search engine and enter in reasons for project failure, or get creative and switch the words up a bit. There are many who have contributed to this topic. One site, run by Biz Manuals, created an article which listed what they felt to be the top 10 causes of project management failures, relevant to the time that they posted their article. Not too long ago, actually, that list included poor communications, inadequate planning, and the use of new or unproven technologies or methods. Let's go over them. Communication is vital to the success of a project. There are many contacts that are associated with the project, and a lack of communication can be detrimental to the flow of the overall delivery. Because there are so many different actions that comprise the deliverable, some of which must occur in order for another to take place, any changes made or things needed or issues in general must be communicated to the appropriate points of contact to keep on track for completion. A solution to improve communication is to establish a solid list or a visual type of framework that displays points of contact and branches off and is accessible to all relevant parties. A clear understanding of how to submit change requests or what the order of escalation looks like should be provided and can be very beneficial. Routine email communications can help to keep everyone in the loop. The frequency of such may look different depending on the aim of communication. For example, key stakeholders may receive routine emails once a month regarding project status, while project teams may receive them on a weekly basis with information specific to their functional roles. Inadequate planning can ruin a project before it's even implemented. Yes, there are times throughout a project that one can be vague in explanation, for example, when providing a brief overview of the anticipated project execution. That will not work when the project plan is being executed. It's good to simplify things and to know what is needed to be done, but what is even more vital to project accomplishment is how do we get there? Even though change is to be expected, we have to know what actions are needed to accomplish the differing tasks for project completion. This provides structure and a more realistic picture of what is needed so that resources and budget allocations can be estimated more thoroughly. A solution. Get specific. Get specific by consulting the professionals for each planned out task. A best guess is not as good as utilizing resources. Getting familiar with those or who to contact and obtaining their expert opinions will help to chisel expectations and increase the accuracy of projections. Lastly, new or unproven methods and technologies. Innovation is a great thing, and a lot of these new and different methods and technologies were created for our convenience to improve business processes. While the concept of improvement is surely of good intent, it's not wise to test something new on a project that has much at stake. New things are just that. They're new. Allow the creators time to work out the kinks and provide a track record of success and proven abilities. Your project should not be the test dummy for it. A good way to determine whether or not to implement something new or unproven is to conduct solid, thorough research. Do not cherry-pick information to substantiate your hopes for success. Be impartial and review both the good and the bad to best determine if it's something suitable for the project at hand. And if in doubt, regardless, it's always important to consult key stakeholders and gather their input as well.